Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's My WordPress Help Desk. This is Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, I want to invite you to join me for all things WordPress. In addition to the latest news about WordPress from the WordPress community, later in this podcast, I'm going to address why WordPress is the very best tool for building a website. I'm going to answer the age-old question of what is the easiest, most practical, most dependable, most extensible, and most upgradable, expandable tool to use for building a website. Get the answer to this question in this week's podcast of My WordPress Help Desk. Now remember, this podcast is sponsored by our exceptional lightning-fast WordPress hosting, which offers full WordPress support. Plus, you can get all the information about how fast we are over at hosting-master.com. Our Site Dash Keeper services offer remote WordPress support to sites, including sites we host and the sites we don't host. We also offer WordPress site editing and maintenance on demand or on contract. In fact, I think you would be shocked to learn just how little it will cost to have your own WordPress webmaster assigned to your own WordPress site for the ongoing maintenance of your site. And of course, if you're looking for a webmaster who knows WordPress inside and out to build your next project, contact us over at wp-sitemakers.com and have us quote on your next project. So before we dig into the news, don't forget to visit this week's sponsors, hosting-master.com, site-keeper.com, and wp-sitemakers.com. And remember, if you want to ask a question about WordPress for use on this podcast, call 903-926-2607 or email support@mywphelpdesk.com. Remember, you can get all the archives over at someonecaresradio.com. Now, I can't wait to tell you all about WordPress as the best building tool, but first, the news. Over at WP Tavern this week, we learned that WordPress 4.5.1 is expected early next week. Jeff Chandler gave us this report saying that the 4.5 Coleman, which was released last week, was released without too many issues. However, the WordPress development team recently identified two specific bugs that are prompting an immediate point release scheduled next week. The first is that tiny MCE toolbars and tabs have become unresponsive in Chrome version 5.0.0. And the second is that the page templates with widgets are styled incorrectly. So the fix is coming early next week, so be aware it's time again to update WordPress. Beaver Builder passes $1 million in revenue after 2 years in business. What is Beaver Builder? It is that drag-and-drop page builder plugin that is now celebrating 2 years in business this week. After just 2 years in business, the plugin has already amassed $1 million in revenue. Now, over at planet.wordpress, Facebook newsfeed now favors articles that users spend a longer time reading. Yesterday, Facebook announced that its newsfeed algorithm will now favor articles that users spend a long time reading. While likes and clicks and comments and sharing counts are all valuable metrics, they are not always as reliable determinants for what users want to see. And so Facebook has discovered this by gathering feedback via its feed quality program. And as a result, the social network updated its algorithm last June to factor in how much time users spent reading posts within the news feed, regardless of whether these users even opened the article. Over in hosting news, a recent test of Hosting-Master versus Media Temple, our 1.3-second page speed download ran rings around Media Temple's 18-second page download. Once again, Hosting-Master is the fastest WordPress host on the planet. In vulnerability news, Stay informed about current vulnerabilities over at https://wpvulndb.com. That's WPVulVulnerable, and then DB. So WPVulndb.com. You can also check out www.wordpressexploit.com. In this week's grab bag, if you want to know more about building with WordPress, visit www.wpbeginner.com. And now for a special look at a recent creation of our WP-SiteMakers.com. Over the course of the last 2 weeks, I've had the opportunity to work with a center out in Ridgecrest, California. And out in Ridgecrest, they are a small rural community of a small band of about 10,000 population, a tiny center that has all volunteer staff, and they needed a new website. Their site was horribly old, outdated, static, non-responsive, and so we decided to give them, instead of a WordPress site that they could not afford for all that we would have to do for them, I convinced her to go with a one-page website. And that one-page website right now is available for you to view, even though it hasn't been launched, because we're waiting on the board approval to finalize it. But if you take a look at hosting-master.com/Ridgecrest/, that's going to show you the new site that's a one-page website that we're doing for their center. I'd love to have your feedback, your comments, and tell us what you think about this little one-page version of a responsive website. Well, this is about all the news time we have for the news, so let's move into this week's WordPress Focus. In this week's WordPress Focus, I want to tell you about the core reasons I think you should choose WordPress for your own web design tool. As you think about building a website, there are a myriad of ways to skin the rabbit. You could have WordPress-based site builders using licensed site builder tools on shared hosting, where you get pages for a little bit of hosting and you build your own site with a free do-it-yourself builder tool. Sites like Weebly and Wix and Square. The good things about such tools is that it will, for do-it-yourselfers, it's a great easy way to build a few pages for a small site, and it doesn't cost you a lot. These normally provide a variety of templates to choose from, and thus building out a site is a snap. But the downside is always performance, security, and portability. You see, usually the site builder tool is licensed to the specific IP, which means it's not going anywhere. It means any site built on that server is locked into that server forever. And because these builder site types are always 100% shared, your performance is always at risk of being slowed down or faltering or failing when someone else gets more traffic. Another factor to be aware of is security. We all know that WordPress is the number one site building tool, and we know that WordPress is, as a result, the most hacked and most targeted for hacking in the world. Thus, security is a huge issue, and we all have to deal with it. We all have to face it. And when you're working with a builder type program, even though it may be like WordPress or a hybrid version of WordPress, you have no say over which plugin you can use. Therefore, you are fully dependent on the site builder technology and your hosting security that you likely know nothing about. Finally, because the builder tool is licensed again, you can't move it anywhere. I think a far better choice in building a website would be to simply download the free version of WordPress from WordPress.org and host it on your own hosting server of choice. Of course, if you're looking for a host to run your WordPress, why would you want to look anywhere else than hosting-master.com? Why? It's simply because we are the fastest, the most secure, and the best performing WordPress host on the planet. Now, when you use WordPress, you're going to be amazed at how easy it is to use. Sadly, this is something that other tools for building sites can't say. Joomla can't say it because it's an engineer's friend, but it is not friendly to non-techie users who actually hate Joomla. Drupal is great for big news and big wiki type sites where you want to do reporting and custom reports and things, but it's not as intuitive and it's not as friendly for general design as WordPress. And it is certainly not supported by the same level of community as WordPress among its 74 million installs. And with the WordPress, you get so much more than just another builder. And here's why. The extensible nature of WordPress, the backbone of Bootstrap CSS and the WP REST API, deliver the ability to be expanded beyond anything you can hope or dream to every WordPress. The ease of global changes through theme edits allow full custom sites to be created no matter what the customer wants. And as a website designer, I can tell you, I have far more freedom working in a WordPress environment than in any other environment I have ever used. When I talk about freedom, I'm talking about freedom to customize, freedom to upscale, freedom to simplify, freedom to embed audio and video, or even other site files, freedom to use PHP includes, freedom to run e-commerce from within WordPress, freedom to run site builders and drag and drop things, even if I don't run it on Wix or Square or Weebly. Freedom to run fully SEO-ready websites, and freedom to quickly build sitemaps on Google that you can depend on Google indexing your web page. And the list just goes on and on and on. The fact is, WordPress is by far the most user-friendly website development tool ever. When you log into the back-end admin area, you are presented with an easy-to-use management area, and it is so logical. With plugins, you can customize and enhance and extend your management control. You can add translators for up to 96 languages. You can add statistics that show you how many times each page or post has been reviewed. You can add custom types. In other words, the management of WordPress is unlimited, it's so easy, and it is logical. And of course, with WordPress, as you choose themes, with out of the many hundreds of themes that are out there, it is important that you always install a child theme. This way, you can ensure that WordPress updates, and then when the theme updates, that no custom changes for the WordPress look or function will be lost in those upgrades. And it's easy to create a child theme. If your theme does not come with one, you can just download a plugin called Child Theme Wizard. One click, build your child theme, and now all you have to do is activate it, and you are safe. Of course, one of the big advantages of WordPress is that it can be secured very well to keep it from being hacked. You can have your server team write an HT access rule that denies all IPs except yours, which will quickly reduce brute force attacks. You can install WordFence security to run your own firewall and internal scans, and this will notify you of everything that needs your attention. And adding a plugin called WP Performance Booster will help you because this plugin will speed up the page load times, improve the website scores in services like PageSpeed, YFlow, Pingdom, and GT Metrics, and it will remove query streams from static resources like CSS and JS files, enable gzip compression, compress text, HTML, JavaScript, and so forth. And if you really want to speed up your site, use Simple Cache plugin to run your caching. If you want to extend your WordPress to do more, there are thousands of plugins waiting to be installed to make your WordPress do just about anything you want it to do. And this is why it is by far the greatest site tool for building websites. It's great for news sites. It's great for medical sites. It's great for retail sites. It's great for churches and nonprofits. In other words, there's nothing better than WordPress. But don't take my word for it. Try it out for free. Remember, I said WordPress is the number one tool for building a WordPress because of its versatility, expandability, ease of management, and maintenance. And if you're thinking of building a website, think WordPress. I guarantee it won't let you down. Now remember our host and join us next week as we will talk all things WordPress once again. Now visit us over at SomeoneCaresRadio.com and click for My WordPress Help Desk to see all of our archives. Remember that we are here to help you, so give me a call this week at 903-926-2607, and I can't wait to meet you until next week when we once again focus on WordPress Help Desk. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.